Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. As usual, I'm your host, Cody, and we are wrapping up May's theme of awesome book series, and we are ending on one of my favorites, which is The Expanse series by James S.A. Corey. I briefly talked about James S.A. Corey. Well, not briefly. I talked about a lot, but I talked about James S.A. Corey when I did my Star Wars books theme last year. Actually, it was last year at all. I think it was the year before. Doesn't actually matter. But so James S.A. Corey is actually two gentlemen that use a pen name. They write collaboratively on this series, as well as a couple other things I'll go over. Actually, a couple other things. There's only been a few things. Anyways, so they're Daniel Abraham and Ty Frank, I believe is how you say his name. They use the pen name together instead of being two different names. I don't really know I don't really know how they got the name. I could probably look it up, but I'm not going to. Under the pen name James S.A. Corey, fantasy author Daniel Abraham began a collaborative collaborate with personal assistant to George R. Martin Ty Frank in 2011. After they wrote Leviathan Wakes, the first science fiction novel in the series, The Expanse, Leviathan Wake was nominated for the 2012 Hugo Award for Best Novel and the 2012 Lucas Award for Best Science Fiction Novel. The authors began to release other novels in the series, including, I'll go over all those. There's a bunch. There's eight of them in general. Ninth one coming sometime next year, as well as six tie-in novellas, and I think that's all of them, right? Eight books. Yeah, eight books, and then the five novellas that go along with them, and I'll give you an idea of what that is, or what those are. So, like I said, the series itself is a science fiction series based in our universe, just many, 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 many moons ahead of us in time. The first book takes place, I want to say it's in it's like 300 something years ahead of us, if I'm mistaken. I will see if I can find it right now. Nope, that's not the right one. Well, I'll find it in a minute when I'm talking. The book series revolves around humanity in the existence of space travel and basically in and out of our the rings have to do with it, but the planets in our solar system, so everything from the closest to the sun to the farthest from the sun, and all the moons and asteroid belts and everything in between there. The main focus of the book series is on a bunch of different people, but our main cast of characters, which are, there's four of them. There's James Holden, there's Naomi Nagata, Amos Burton, and Alex Kamal. Those are our four intrepid heroes, and then there are a laundry list of other characters that come in and out of the stories. There's a few that are mainstays, the later books, and then some that are not mainstays that come in and out of it, but are in the whole scheme of all eight of the books so far. A lot of the characters intertwine with each other, end up coming back in the story later on. So the books are the first one released in 2011, which is Leviathan Wakes. Then you have Caliban's War, which is book number 2, came out in 2012. You have Abaddon's Gate, which was in 2013. Cibola Burn, which is in 2014. Nemesis Games, which is in 2015. Babylon's Ashes, which is in 2016. Persepolis Rising, which is 2017. And the latest one that just came out this year in 2019 is Tiamat's Wrath. And there will be a ninth novel that will be released sometime next year. We don't have another name yet of what it is. So then you have the novellas and the short stories. A total of, I guess I counted, that one's just short story too. So there's five novellas and 2 short stories. The novellas focus on tertiary characters that are in the same, they're characters you learn about or you hear about, and then it's more about their life as they go on. You have the first one, which was released the same year as Leviathan Wakes. Three of them takes place before Leviathan Wakes, which is the first book. One of them takes place during Leviathan Wakes. That's a short story that's actually part of the role-playing game, which I have not played. You have the Butcher of Anderson Station, which is the first one that takes place before Leviathan Wakes. You have Gods of Risk, which takes place between Caliban's War and Abaddon's Gate, which is the second and third book. You have Drive, which is takes place. It's a short story. It takes place before Leviathan Wakes. You have Churn, the Churn. Which takes place before Leviathan Wakes. Then you have the Vital Abyss, which takes place in between Abaddon's Gate and Cibola Burn, which is the third and fourth book. You have Strange Dogs, which takes place between Babylon's Ashes and Persepolis Rising. That is the sixth and seventh book. And then you have the last one, which is a 5-page short story as part of the Expanse role-playing game called The Last Flight of Cassandra, and that takes place during the events of Leviathan Wakes, which is the first book. You also have comic books, which focus on the 4 main characters, talking about their origins, how they got to where they were. They're written by 4 other people, they're written by James S. A. Corey, but then they're written by some other people and then illustrated by someone for the books. But they are, so number 1 is about James Holden, number 2 is about Naomi Nagata, third one is Alex Kamal, and the fourth one is Amos Burton. I can't talk. And they're just called The Expanse Origins 1-4. And of course they have audiobooks for all of the novels, and I think 3 of the novellas, or 2 of the novellas. I can't remember which one there is. There should be a list here somewhere. I don't know. I know a couple of the novellas have audiobooks, and they're read by Jefferson Mays reads the main novels, and I think he reads 2 of the novellas, and then another person reads the other novellas. I can't remember. So that's essentially the books. And so as I was saying, the premise of the books is you first meet James Holden and Naomi and Alex Burton, or Alex Kamal and Amos Burton, on the Canterbury, which is an ice hauler. Ice haulers are exactly what they sound like. They're ships designed to go out, find and mine for ice out in the galaxy, and bring them to places that don't have a natural water source for water, as well as for other chemicals that are found in the ice, hydrogen and things like that. And the story starts in Leviathan Wakes. I'm not going to go through all of them, but the Canterbury is attacked by this ship that has got a stealth-type technology on it. It is obliterated, leaving Amos, Jim, Alex, and Naomi, as well as their, at the time, a fifth member who, spoiler, dies real goddamn quick. I can't remember what his name is right now. He was a doctor, if I'm mistaken. Anyhow, he doesn't make it past the first like few chapters. So the books are told in a narrative by each of the main characters as it goes through them. They then, in the subsequent books, all go by different characters, some of the same, but some other ones. So you get kind of perspective of the other ones. Your narrative in the first book is the four main characters. So James, Naomi, Amos, and Alex. Your the second one does the same thing. I don't think it doesn't really break off two different narratives until Abaddon's Gate. No, I'm sorry. Caliban's War is when you add in new perspective. So main characters, or as they call them, main character arcs. You still have James Holden, you have Christian Avasarala, you have Bobby Draper, and you have Praximitic Ming. Those are your four narrative characters in Caliban's War. So the third book. Second book. Man, I am losing track here. Yeah, so I was right. First book has the four of them. Second book has different characters. Third one, you have James Holden again, Clarissa Mao, Carlos Bull, Debaca, Anna, and then you have Miller. Well, sort of. He's in the prologue, I believe. Or epilogue. Prologue? Epilogue? I can't remember. Cibola Burn, you have three different characters. Nemesis Games, I believe you have three different characters again. Babylon's Ashes, you have so many characters. You have James, Naomi, Alex, Amos, Bobby, Clarissa, Philippe. I think his name is Mitchell. Anderson Dawes, Krishna Vasalarla, Praximitic Mang, a couple other people. Fred Johnson's in there. A lot of them in there. Let's see. Persepolis Rising, you have James, Bobby, Kamina Drummer, Santiago Singh, Naomi Nagata, Alex Kamal, Amos Burton, Clarissa Mao, Paulo Cortez, and Winston Duarte. And then Tiamat's Wrath, you have James, Naomi, Bobby, Alex, LV, and Winston. Well, you don't have Winston Darte. You have his daughter, Teresa, her point of view. So it's pretty interesting way they do it. And it's cool because they replay a lot of scenes from a different perspective, the other person's perspective. So you get to see and hear the thoughts of the other people, which is pretty cool. Fantastic books, amazing writing, amazing characters. The stories themselves are hugely expansive, pun intended, obviously. The interaction between the characters themselves really is a huge strength of the books, as well as you start to really feel for them. And the characters evolve in a real interesting way, too. But it's a fun, weird family dynamic that you run into. But it's just really fun in general. But it also has a TV series that is based so far off the first three books and the fourth book coming soon. If you don't know, Sci-Fi did the first three seasons to massive reception, if I'm not mistaken. Like, they were hugely popular. They didn't grasp ratings as well as I think Sci-Fi wanted them to, mainly because it's Sci-Fi and they have a track record, which is kind of terrible. But they were nominated for a bunch of awards. They won a few. They do a really good job kind of keeping the core story from the books so far. Excellent special effects for being, 93.875% in space on a ship somewhere. Very well done. Sci-Fi, to the disbelief of so many fans, canceled the series. So first off, the company produced and financed the series, which is Alcon, I'm not too sure, Entertainment. They sold the three seasons to Sci-Fi, which then canceled the series in May of 2018. And then Amazon picked up the series for a fourth season a month after that, because it was huge. They, like I said, the fan base behind this was ridiculous. It just didn't pull the numbers I think Sci-Fi wanted. But I mean, it's really tremendously done series. It has a lot of noticeable faces in it, as well as some future stars for sure. Also has a lot of the fan. Like I said, when I say the fan base is really big, it's really big. Like Adam, can't think of his name right now, from Mythbusters, is a huge fan. He even did a documentary style thing before season three started of how the making of type thing. And he met with James S. A. Corey, both of them, as well as the showrunners, and then some of the actors. And he did like behind the scenes thing, and I want to say he was in the series or season finale of season two, right? Is that one it was? Or is it season one? I don't remember. No, season two. It had been season two, right? Yeah, I want to say it was the end of season two. But anyway, so the fan base for it wasn't just your normal everyday Adam Savage. Why can I remember his name? This is killing me not to remember his name. The fans weren't regular just everyday people. Celebrities came to love it too. And so fans protested the cancellation, gathering over 100,000 signatures for an online petition. They lobbied Amazon Studios and Netflix to pick the series up. A crowdfunding campaign paid for an airplane to fly a Save the Expanse banner around Amazon Studios. Celebrities including Will Wheaton, George R. R. Martin, Patton Oswalt, and Andreas Morgensen supported the campaign. on May 26th, a month after it was canceled, May 26th, which is a few weeks after it was canceled, the International Space Development Conference at the International Space Development Conference, Jeff Bezos announced that Amazon picked up the series for additional seasons, with the fourth one coming sometime in 2019. And as of right now, and they started production in October of last year. And now you can watch all three of the first seasons available on Amazon Prime, if you have Prime, and you want to catch up, or just watch super awesome sci-fi. You can do that on Amazon right now. And it's a total of 36 episodes. Is that right? Yes. 26, 10, 36. Yep, 36. So first season's 10 episodes. Second and third season are 13 episodes. And the fourth season, whenever that actually comes out, is 10 episodes. But you can catch up on the first 36 episodes on Amazon Prime right now. And prepare yourself for, I'm guessing, anytime soon now, we'll get the fourth season. We just don't know when that's going to be on Amazon. But it is happening on Amazon. And that's about it for this week's episode and this month's theme of awesome book series. Tune in next month, starting next week, with a new theme, which I don't know what it is yet. So you'll find out next week what it happens to be right here on this here podcast known as The Awesome with Cody. And as usual, when I sign off here, I always say, let's be awesome.